True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Scott Jennings coming up in the next hour at 5:30. You'll hear his show tonight at 8 o'clock. We air it every evening, 8 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk. Of course, he was the... Charlie Kirk was his lead-in. Charlie's show was before Jennings on the Salem Radio Network. Scott just started that show a couple of months ago. Let's do a little sports here on a Monday afternoon with Mr. Frank Cusimano. We got some NFL injuries that are pretty significant to report on this afternoon, including Joe Burrow. How are you, Frank?
Yeah, you know, when you hear that phrase, turf toe, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Guy's going to miss a long period of time because of a thing called turf toe. It's a lot more serious than people think. There's no doubt about it. And then you have the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. He has a knee injury. His status is iffy. McCarthy, who was terrible last night for the Vikings, he's out 2 to 4 weeks with an ankle issue.
Yeah, it was well, we got a Vikings fan in here in Ethan, so I know that he wasn't too happy with the way that the game looked last night. I mean, look, you got some teams got back on track, and then I told you this on Friday. I was very worried that the Chiefs would come out of this weekend 0-2, and I'm not surprised that they did, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, it's the first time Patrick Mahomes has ever lost three games in a row, and I know they are missing star players. But they're just, you know, they're a team that used to score 35 points and had this most explosive offense in the league and can't miss television. They're just not really fun to watch right now. And Travis Kelce, God bless him, he's no longer a top 7 or 8 tight end anymore. They got a long way to go. They could get healthy, and you don't ever want to bet against Andy Reid and Mahomes. But, man, from a personnel point of view, the Eagles roster is so much better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, look, you got a lot of teams out there that are, you know, and I think you mentioned this on Friday, the percentage chance that you make the playoffs after you go 0-2, and there's already teams out there that, you know, we expected to be 0-2, I think, after this mark. The Bears, perhaps amongst them, they got smoked by the Lions last night. Any other surprises that you saw over the weekend? Ethan, what were you checking on? There were good games. I watched so many of them yesterday.
I was actually looking at the college football slate because there were some crazy games over the weekend. We saw Clemson get upset by Georgia Tech. That's back-to-back weeks where they've looked pitiful. We saw, I mean, absolute barn burners. A&M's crazy win over Notre Dame and Georgia beating Tennessee at Rocky Top. I mean, there was a lot of really good college football over the weekend. What stood out to you there, Frank?
Well, that Georgia-Tennessee, I mean, you felt so bad for Tennessee because they're going to kick, I think, about a 38-yarder, and then one of the offensive linemen moved. They moved it back to 42, and he missed it. Tennessee had that game won. I mean, for Georgia to beat them for the, I think it's 9th straight time, that had to have been the most painful loss the Vols have had in a long time. Mark, here's the stat. teams that start 0-2 from 1990 to 2023, 279 teams, and only 32 of them made the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that tells you something right there for sure. Hey, I did go to Columbia. I got a late invite on Saturday from my friend Steve Butt, state representative. We drove up Saturday morning. We had an air-conditioned suite, thank God, or I don't think I would have been there. The stands were pretty barren by the second half because it was so hot. But Mizzou did exactly what they needed to do. They won that game in convincing fashion. And by the way, it didn't look to me like they gave South Carolina a whole lot of film to watch because they were running the ball left, running the ball right, running in the middle. They weren't doing a lot of passing. A lot of, I'm guessing, plays held for this weekend. And then South Carolina has a significant injury, don't they?
Well, Lenore Sellers had a concussion, and then their best defensive player also punched the player on Vanderbilt, and he's going to miss the first half against Mizzou. But that's why it's amazing, Mark, because that point spread, and I just looked 2 seconds ago, is 13. So the people in Vegas must know the doctors for South Carolina and know that Sellers is not going to play, and that's why this spread is so high. But 13 is enormous.
I think so, too. I that makes me a little nervous just because that's when things that are weird that happen. Look, you can't go into that game assuming you're going to win just because they have a backup quarterback and they got some guys dinged up because it's still an SEC game. But they got smoked by Vandy.
They did, and all of a sudden, South Carolina has gone from a team, hey, I wonder if they can get in the college football playoff, to maybe the coach could be in trouble. Because all of a sudden, you lose this game to Mizzou, the rest of their schedule is rough. Who knows what could happen with Coach Beamer at South Carolina.
So I guess the significant story in the NL Central this weekend is the Brewers have already wrapped that division up.
They have. Only 28 games better than the Cardinals. So
that's it?
It's only a little minor, a couple tweaks in the offseason, and we'll be right there with them. They're just unbelievable. I tell you another thing is they can give up more really good players and not skip a beat than any team I can ever remember. All they do, they replace them with some young guy. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? And they're giving up. I mean, just think Devin Williams, Josh Hader.
Willie Adames.
Starting pitching. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And they just. They're unbelievable. They are who the Cardinals used to be like 15 years ago.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Friday afternoon. We'll see where the week in the end. We got two NFL games tonight, which is kind of fun. A lot more baseball as we head into the final week or so. Frank, have a great week. We'll talk Friday afternoon.
Sounds great. Take care.
David Strom from HotAir.com, who has written a tremendous amount in the last few days about the Charlie Kirk assassination, but also things that are related to it, like some of the media nonsense out there and some of the claims of people that have gone belly up and have been proven untrue at this point. I still have a lot more audio to get to that I haven't touched on this afternoon. We'll have audio cut of the day. Scott Jennings at 5:32.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.